Did I scare you?
Listening to the podcast that answers the only question that matters in horror film, did I scare you? I am your host, Jake Albrecht.
And I am his co-host and America's littlest brother, Finn.
How you doing today, Finn?
Oh, you know, I'm okay. I'm a little tired at the end of the day, but sooner we can get this thing in the can, the faster I can fall. Oh, wait, no, I have to fucking edit tonight, too.
Yep, the sooner we get it in the can, the faster we're all done. But for those of you who haven't listened before, this is not the podcast where we talk about getting things in the can as quick as possible. This is the podcast where we two brothers switch off picking horror movies in an attempt to scare the other one. Vinny, you selected the movie this week. What is the name of the movie you selected?
I have selected for us. Well, you know what? I don't think that's fair. Because I think that we both kind of collectively picked this one.
Well, I don't...
I'm not...
own your choice. I don't think it's right for you to be trying to lay it at my feet. You could have chosen anything you wanted.
Definitely not my fault completely. I just kind of... You were like, let's do Critters. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
You cannot blame your apathy on me. You could have chosen anything in the world if it was a horror movie. And sometimes not, Finn, based on some of your other selections.
I wish I could go back to some of those selections, but unfortunately, we picked the 1986 Critters.
Yeah, you could have made us watch Morbius. It could have been Morbin time.
God, no. That's even worse.
Vinny, have you ever seen Critters before?
No, I haven't. I've already alluded to last week that I haven't.
Okay, but people don't listen every week. This is why I have to ask you, Finn.
Oh, this is like a comic book. Like, every issue could be someone's first issue.
Yeah, Jumpin' Jake says, check back on episode whatever was the one before this.
Jumpin' Jake, that's your comic book character's name.
Well, it's always Smiling Stan. Oh, yeah, the old Marvel ones.
Jumping Jake. That's great.
I mean, like, I don't jump that high, let's be honest.
No, but now everybody's gonna think that Jumping Jake, oh, he must be able to like jump like 10 feet in the air. How else did he get that nickname?
So he made a solid 10 inches off the ground and probably gotta ice my knees down after.
Getting old sucks.
I've never seen Critters before either. Really, the only familiarity I have with it is that every Oscar season, they have a, these are great movies this year that these actors are in, but remember these pieces of shit that they were in before?
Oh, like,
and Leonardo DiCaprio, the one that always comes up is Critters 3.
He was in Critters 3?
That's right.
Oh yeah, there he is.
I knew that Critters were like kind of little furry guys with like sharp teeth, but I didn't really know much about them otherwise. I'm fairly certain I saw the blockbuster box many times.
I have seen the movie poster, and I have only seen Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but Raphael saying, where do they come up with this stuff? And I mean, I'm usually pretty good with burying my feelings. But part of me is like, I'm with you, Raph.
Yeah, I think that was a little inside joke because they're both New Line Cinema.
Right, right.
Critters, let's be real. Critters is ripping off a lot of things, but mostly and like right up front is Gremlins.
Of course, yeah. I actually had this conversation with a coworker today. He's like, he's like, once Gremlins hit the box office, everyone's like, we could do that. And it's like, no, you can't.
Yeah, the guy who wrote and directed Critters likes to say, like, we weren't ripping them off. We wrote this script before Gremlins came out. And be like, yeah, and I'm sure they were ready to green light that until Gremlins was a hit. Right, buddy?
He He's like, we've visited 30 studios and they turned us all down.
Yeah, now let's talk about, okay. As we talked about in Gremlins, this is a time before CGI, right, Vin? So it's a lot of puppet work.
Mm-hmm.
Gremlins was made by a real filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to work their way around that, they did a lot of suggestive things without actually showing the Gremlins that much.
Right.
Is that fair to say?
I would think so.
Like, anytime they were in motion, we kind of didn't see them.
Yeah, we'd see, like, a flash of, like, something go by and a lot of shadow work. But I would also say the puppetry that was in Gremlins is pretty top-notch. Like, I don't know. Like, I didn't find any flaws with it.
Every now and then there's, like, stuff that looks too goofy, but, like, not too much.
But I think and that plays for the movie, though.
Yeah. If you haven't, please listen to our Gremlins episode, the one that almost killed me the first time we tried it.
Because that was the one that we had to re-record, like...
Yeah, we did 25 minutes of it, and I literally couldn't stop coughing.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember.
That is so far the only week as of this date that we've skipped.
Listen, you realize how much we give to you people to make this happen?
Vinny, don't. Put the bottle down, okay?
You fucking sons of bitches.
Listen. Love to have you guys stop by every week. Thank you so much for listening. But he didn't
fucking,
mean it. That man's gone.
Yeah, my house. I'm fucking watching Critters for you assholes.
What I was segueing to, though, is that Critters, when they're moving, we see a lot of them, and it looks pretty dope.
Well, you, Jake, the workaround for making Critters move is they turn into little poof balls.
Yeah, they're kind of like little furry tumbleweeds.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. And then when they stand still, they have, like, big old gaping mouths with, like, rows of teeth like they're sharks.
That doesn't look bad, but a lot of times when they're attacking people, quote-unquote, what's really happening is people are holding stuffed animals and then tossing themselves around.
Yeah, they're really working themselves like they were, like, a Japanese wrestler wrestling with, like, a doll.
It came to mind to me as well when I was watching. It also reminds me of, remember in Jason X when the ship's supposed to be moving, so they just keep tossing themselves around?
Yeah. A lot of mime work, you know?
Yeah. It's also, like, there's a lot of space stuff because Star Wars and E.T. were, like, really popular. So
sure.
They just kind of shoehorn that in as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's the word that I would use for it, because the shoehorn part is like, the beginning of the movie is very like, ooh, this is like, okay, this is up my alley, some weird shit. And then
yeah,
the whole space element just like disappears.
Yeah, I essentially spent 5 minutes being like, oh, this is like Buckaroo Banzai. All right.
Is Buckaroo Banzai a horror movie?
No, man, it's not a horror movie.
Damn it.
Yeah, once it gets to Earth, it's a little more conventional, and, well, we'll get to some issues with that pretty quick. I mean, I guess we're trying
<It's> our...
kill as much time as possible before we have to confess to
if
that.
If it's not abundantly clear at this point, I mean, like, for a lot of episodes that we do where we kind of, you know... yam on a lot in the beginning of the intro. There's not a lot going on in this movie, folks. It's only an hour and 20-something minutes. And let me tell you, it goes by pretty fast.
I don't want to disagree, but it felt like...
it
felt like a lifetime. I watched this movie, it took me 4 tries, and it's an hour and 25 minutes.
I watched it this morning as I woke up, and I'm not going to lie, I definitely fell asleep during a couple of moments, and then I was like, oh, it's over.
Yeah. I had an opportunity to finish watching it last night, and instead, I turned the movie off after 10 minutes and started flipping players on MLB The Show.
How'd that go for you?
I got a really good scheme going right now.
Please explain. Anything but this movie, explain.
All right, Vinny, here's how it goes. The classic stadiums in MLB The Show, you can set a price where you want to buy them for, let's say, like $1,000.
Right.
And then immediately when you sell it, when you get them, you can set a price where you're going to sell them for about $6,000. Now, if you do this about 50 times, you just keep racking up more and more money. Just
fucking get all of those bits.
Yeah, it's fucking...
That's awesome.
I accidentally stayed up till 12:45 last night doing this. I was like a coked up stockbroker.
That's awesome. I mean, where are you going to flip those bits for? Like diamond players?
Oh, yeah. No, it eventually becomes meaningless.
I know. Listen.
I don't even play Diamond Dynasty. I'm just like, the scheme is so good that I get off on the juice.
There reaches a point in MLB The Show where it's like, once you get to the World Series, in real life, you're like, I don't, like, they start just giving you like 99 cards and you're like, I don't give a fuck about this game anymore. Diamond
just
Dynasty.
Another for the pile.
Yeah, it really is. Like, in the beginning of the season, you're like, oh, this is cool. They live update the game and like,
yeah, yeah. Then eventually they give you a gold Raleigh Fingers and you're like, what am I supposed to do? Put this in the trash?
Oh, thank you for making it work for me to just put it back up on quick sale. You assholes.
Anyways, man, if you're looking to rack up some stuff, start flipping those stadiums.
I'll try to keep that in mind when I get the new show.
The disappointing thing, man, is that somebody else is wise to it, so you could see that they set themselves up to buy 200 of them and then immediately flip 200 at, frankly, a lower price.
I didn't realize this was a gambit. It's pretty awesome, you know, and you've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, this is like real life, like, arbitrage. It's literally buying something you can sell for more immediately.
It's all useless too. It's like fucking classic state. What are you selling, like Polo Ground for like fucking $6,000 a pop?
Vinny, I keep looking for like real life ways where I could like make money doing the same thing, and they do not exist.
I mean, you could sell NFTs. I'm sure that's probably gonna.
I wasted $25 trying that once.
Oh,
I turned that into 18 theoretical dollars, and I was like, "Well, you're a fucking fool."
I did that with an NBA thing too. I was like, "Oh, I mean, like I'm buying moments, so they're replays," and I'm like, "That's cool." And then eventually, I tried selling an Anthony Edwards moment that would have clocked me like $60, but it did it too late, and now it's worth $6.
That's like, how it goes.
Fucking idiot.
Anyway, critters. The critters just kind of come to Earth.
I can't. Okay, let's run through the cast of this movie.
All right, we got Redhead Kid.
Right, yeah, it's the son.
We got Hot Sister.
Yeah.
You don't think so? I think she is.
No, I think she is. I'm just very. I want to know how old she was when she was in this movie.
She's 60 now, so like back then she was 23.
Oh, okay. Cool. That's good.
We got Mom from ET.
Right. Yeah. I didn't notice that was her until, you pointed it out. Is that Dee Wallace?
Yeah, husband intact this time. I only knew that. I don't think I would have recognized that, but I saw E.T. in theaters this year.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, anytime like a classic movie comes to AMC, I'm like super pumped for it.
Well, that's pretty cool.
I saw The Godfather and Jaws in theaters this year too, and both were awesome. So
Our friend and guest host of the podcast, Josh, actually did that this year, too.
Couldn't recommend it more. All right, so Mom from E.T.
Mm-hmm.
This time her marriage is intact, so Gruff Dad.
A Gruff Dad whose literal only excitement is his bowling team.
Yeah. We got the guy that works for him, who has like a real lawnmower man type thing going on.
It's okay. He's not that kind of character. He's just a sad drunk.
Yeah. who has a weird friendship with a child.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, when you get sick, when every adult gets sick of your drunk ass, who do you gotta turn to? The kids.
Yep, we have an extremely wasted, and I don't mean by this drunk, I mean he doesn't do much in this movie, M. Emmett Walsh.
Oh, right, he's the police chief captain, isn't he?
Yeah.
You're right, okay.
We have two bounty hunters.
Two bounty hunters that we can't really put our fingers on who their their actors are because they constantly change faces.
Yeah, they're shapeshifters that look like green, like kind of like Charlie Day's Green Man at first, wearing spacesuits.
More cube, but, like cubed faces. They look like they're made of like the fucking the aggro crag from Guts.
Yeah, if you like melted it down.
Yeah. Aggro crag people, gotcha.
Yeah, then we got the critters.
Or crites.
Oh, I guess there's... I don't know if it's worth commenting on. There's the dispatcher for the police. Did you recognize her?
I thought I could put a finger on who she is, but no.
Okay. I'm struggling to remember the name of it because James Wan names all of his movies in a similar way. Insidious, she is the medium.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And also, and more importantly, in Kingpin,
oh,
she's
no,
the
she's
landlord
the,
that makes Woody Harrelson eat her.
And she does that fucking, you know... Go away. You'll have your rent money next week. What a wild fucking movie that was.
Yep. I wish I was watching it right now.
Yeah, that was Grandpa's favorite movie.
Vinny, at what point should we admit we didn't take notes and there's no synopsis?
I guess right now. Hey, folks. Remember when I said that when I watched this movie this morning, I was kind of having a hard time watching it because I was falling asleep? Yeah, it turns out that was the same thing with Jake Doom.
I don't know why I was so confident somebody would want to chronicle this movie.
It is, you know, Jake was trying to play the movie back for me before we started recording, and I'm like, yeah, none of this is registering.
We kind of went over it a little bit, and like we could definitely remember seven sentences between us.
I'm just saying, if this episode ends up only being 45 minutes, I mean, like, so be it. I'm sorry, but there's really not a lot that goes on in this movie.
I mean, let's start it off where it's exciting, all right?
Okay,
right?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go to the movies.
Let's tarry no further. It's New Line Cinema. We're mm-hmm. in space.
Yeah.
There's an asteroid. There's mm-hmm. people talking. Apparently, it's like a prison asteroid.
Right.
They said, hey, you're carrying krites, but the numbers don't match our manifest here. The guy says, oh, yeah, they started eating everything, so I had to kill a couple of them. They said, fine, land this thing and then put them in the execution chamber where we land. Hey.
What?
They're going to execute him, right?
Right.
They're eating everything.
Yeah.
They killed two of them.
Yeah.
Why not kill all of them?
Why not flush them out into space? Just like fucking dump them through the meteor and just flush their freaking little asses into space.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... that's definitely a misstep on that prison's, like, you know, itinerary.
Yeah, but this is definitely bad idea genes, Vin, because immediately these little critters escape. Or krites.
Or both. Yeah, they blow a hole in like their fucking like prison cell, and then they immediately jack like an exit ship and then like blast their ass off that meteor.
Yeah, I think they kill a security guard on the way too. They like num 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 his face.
Yeah, it's not really like so necessary. But this pisses off the warden of this planet. And earlier, when I was explaining how this man looks to Jake, I said he looks just like, what is Mr. Mojo from Mojo's World in X-Men?
Again, I thought we were in pretty good hands when I saw this guy, because I was like, what the fuck? And then a couple of green guys show up in spacesuits, and I'm like, what's happening?
I was like, all right, this is promising. This is the good shit. This is what we've been missing for a while on this show.
And he's like, okay, price is same as last time. You gotta catch these crites, or craters, as they call them on Earth.
And I guess their real race name is Krites, so, like, I don't know.
Well, I'm using their dead names, Finn.
Yeah, so basically, he sets forth on these bounty hunters to go recapture these Krites.
That's right. So they're heading to Earth. We're going to do some Krite stuff. Here's where things get a little fussy.
I swear, immediately my mind goes, what happened?
All right, we're on a Kansas farm. We're meeting the family. There's little redhead, his mom, his hot sister. So hot. She's really cute.
Yeah.
Remember when I used to not talk about that? Anyways.
Now we can't stop talking about it. It's a problem.
Yeah, it's probably right the first time. Dickhead Dad's in the basement working on something.
Yeah, he's, you know, fixing stuff in the house. And every time that I see something like that happen in these movies, I'm like, I really don't feel like I do enough in my own house.
Hey, you think it's weird he's the only one with a country twang?
Maybe he's an import. I don't know.
Because he's the type of dad that's like, oh, I tell you what, son, I'm going to tan that backside. Like that type of shit.
Yeah, he doesn't really like, I mean, like, people from Kansas City, I assume, kind of have a little bit, but not, like, that much of a twang.
Maybe out by the farms. I mean, he's a farmer, right?
We got a friend that's from Kansas City, and he doesn't really sound like that too much. He's got a little southern accent, but not like that.
Maybe, you know what I think it is, Finn? He gets into that still, he starts drinking too much, it'll come out.
Maybe.
Right, I mean, we're only a next? Couple of drinks away from Boston accents, so we're not even from there.
You know what's hilarious is when I do get drunk, that's immediately what I go to as well. Fuck yeah. you fucking prick.
Vinny, if you had to say what happens next, what would you say? Okay,
a lot of shenanigans in the household, I guess.
I believe the teen daughter mentions that she has a new boyfriend from New York, which, like, the little brother's not impressed with. Vinny, what do you want to say about their relationship?
What, from the... You mean the sister and the brother?
The brother seems a little jealous of the boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
The boyfriend comes, she immediately gets shot in the ass with the slingshot, right?
Yeah, because he can't stop staring at it either. Uh-oh.
The critters come and kidnap her, and he immediately risks his life to save her, right?
Correct, yeah.
All right, I mean, like, I don't want to get too Freudian, but I think this brother wants to fuck this sister at least a little.
I mean, he's got, you know, the biggest, like, reddest hair on this planet. She's got brunette hair. And both those parrots, I mean, like, ain't none of them redheads, so...
It's a recessive gene, Vin. It hides in there.
Oh, fucking gingers, you know. Yeah, it's weird. I mean, like, you know, for the sake of our audience members in this episode, yeah, he wants to fuck his sister. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
You know what? He does want
to. I mean,
you at home say there's no evidence of that? What do you want me to do? Sit here and watch this boring movie? No, I'm going to make up a better one.
Yeah, how about that? He does want to fuck his sister. And you know what? It is like one of those porns when they say that. Oh, no. I can't fuck my brother.
God. Why do those pop up everywhere all of a sudden? I wasn't dying for this content.
You know, it's like you read the statistics, and apparently a lot of people are into that, which is like, uh-oh.
You know what's even a bigger bummer? It's like, none of them are like, hey, I like you. I'd like to have sex with you. They're all like, oh my God, I find you repulsive, but I want a job promotion. I'm like, ugh!
You're like,
why are all these stories a crime?
It's just like it's an empowerment thing, man.
You can't be like, man, we hung out a couple of times and now it's time to have sex. I mean, Jesus Christ. Make it something I could believe.
Like, Jake wants like this mundane like part where it's like, you want to have sex? And it's like, I guess. And then it turns into like the...
Vinny, report for me to make it believable and be like, I didn't think you were that cute at first, but you were pretty funny at a party a couple of times.
And you're like, yeah, you get it.
Like, that's right, yeah.
I'm sure it's out there somewhere. You just really have to dig deep past, like, all the, you know, stepsister and freaking MILFs and all that other shit.
Yeah, where's the porn that's just like, you're not that cute, but like, it was getting late and I had already decided I was going to sleep with someone tonight.
Well, they make plenty of those. Also called like Reality King, right? I think that. Oh, you're on the street. It's like, I guess if you're going to give me money, why not?
Jesus Christ. But, all right, those are all fake, by the way, Vin. Come on.
I know. You have to sign, like, some sort of form to tape someone, so. You can't just get away with just doing that on, like, the red, you know, like.
Imagine how upset real women would be if you pulled up on them on the street and be like, hey, do you want $500 to fuck? Like, stop it. Stop tasing me.
I swear I've seen a couple where it's like, it gets a little too pushy and it's like, I don't like this.
Again, stop making these a crime.
It's like, it's not making me like any happier, so next video.
The dad at some point asks where their helper is on the farm, and we cut to jail where he's sleeping one off.
Mm-hmm.
He wakes up when M. Emmett Walsh shows up. And the long and short of it is they're like, this guy's a crazy drunk. And he's like, I'm not crazy. I just keep hearing all of these recordings from aliens on my teeth because of my fillings.
Seems pretty on the level to me.
Yeah. While he's there in the jail cell, we hear the bounty hunters talking on their radios. And he's like, come on, man. You tell me you heard that.
Imagine if he did open his mouth, he's like, listen to this, and it's like, alright, I believe you.
I guess maybe that's because they don't speak English.
Well, yeah.
Like, well, let me sound like Tasmanian devils, though.
Well, they come from the, you know, planet Tasmania. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I get it. They come from down under.
Like, hold on, let me adjust my channel for a second. Oh, they come from down under. But no, it's still down there. I mean, I just get like fucking like channels from Australia.
What was Taz's show called in the 90s?
Wasn't it Tasmania?
It's gotta be. There was some Aussie guy on that show, though, right?
Yeah.
The deal was Taz was the only one who didn't talk.
Yeah, because he had a well-constructed, like, family. Like, his dad was just like, ah, yes, Taz. In my glory days, I knew I was a beast, too. And Taz is like, and, like, his sister and his mother are also put together, like regular human beings.
Yeah, I just gotta say, sitting on this as an autistic dad, Taz is neurotypical. Nobody got him the resources he needed.
They just let him be the animal. They're like, just let it out, Taz. We get it.
I mean, like,
they're like, wait, stop eating birds.
Pediatrician should have been like, how many words can he say? When he's just like, like, okay, so I'm writing down zero. Hey, like, he moves around like this all the time, huh? ADHD as well.
You say that he kicks up quite a tornado when he moves fast? Oh, that's pretty impressive. And how many birds does he consume?
Anywho! Also, the dispatcher gets hit on by another cop on the radio, right?
Yep, yeah.
He calls in to be like, hello there, gorgeous. And then Emmett Walsh answers the radio to be like, what do you want? He's like, I was just signing off. And he's like, get to stepping. Then Emmett Walsh tells the drunk, he's like, listen, do you want to keep your job? Then maybe stop talking about aliens and get to fucking work. So he does.
Yeah, he makes his way on to the farm, I guess.
Although work seems to be the dad's working on a car and he's nowhere near him.
Yeah, he's supposed to be like some sort of like secondary help with like some of the I don't know, shit that needs to be like fixed around the house.
Yeah, but like while the dad's like Charlie, I'm sorry, drunk, wrench. He's apparently like two houses over playing with firecrackers with the little kid.
Yeah, they're just like blowing shit up and shooting shit with like a slingshot.
Yeah, because this movie has a real like 1950s view of American life.
Yes, Kansas City. People in Kansas City, they like to blow shit up and shoot shit.
Yeah, like dad works on a farm and he's always working on the car, obviously. There's hired help.
When we take our trip to Kansas City, I'm going to be the first to be like, they don't do any of this shit around here.
Just a bunch of assholes working at Taco Bell.
Can I help you?
Or some of them are like, I'm an executive at Monsanto, so what? Anywho. Billy Zane pulls up in his, let's call it, ostentatious New York car.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a mullet that I would describe as nasty boys-like.
He's not balding at the top
got, like, the triangles down on the bottom.
He's got a bodacious mullet with one of those, like, ponytails at the very bottom of it. And I'm like, kind of pulling it off, I guess.
Yep. He looks like every gay teenager who's not ready to admit it yet.
Yeah, it is the 80s, so.
The daughter greets him excitedly.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad is like, it doesn't look like you could tow any hay in that car. And Billy Zane's like, yes.
He's like, yeah, we don't really do that in New York often. So, and he's like, city boy.
Yeah, as he, like, spits some jaw on the ground, essentially.
Yeah, you know, like a typical Kansas City inn.
Now, meanwhile, the drunk thinks he broke the slingshot, but he tries to repair it, and when they test it out, he misses a Coke bottle and blasts Hot Sister right in the ass.
Hot Sister
turns around and immediately blames little brother and then chases him into the house. That specifically did give me some flashbacks.
Yeah, well, he runs, and then, well, actually, what's his face runs away, and then the brother ends up, like, taking kind of the blame, because he could tell that, you know, drunk is really on hard times and does not want him to, like, lose his job, so he feels kind of bad.
Yeah, he's on the last, like, loose threads of his employment.
He's like, oh, jeez, I hit Mister's daughter right in the ass. It's definitely going to put me another night in the jail. That's assault it is.
Yeah, so he takes the blame for it. The slingshot gets confiscated. No TV for a week.
Mm-hmm. He sends him to his bedroom.
And no dinner either, which sends E.T. Bob to be like, oh, Gruff Dad, no!
How many times do you think Mom and Dad has sent you upstairs with no food?
It's like a ridiculous thing. You're just delaying the inevitable. What, are you not going to go to sleep? There's food downstairs. I can get at it.
I know where it is. Fuck you.
I don't think that ever happened. I don't ever remember that happening.
I don't. Yeah, I do remember being sent upstairs a couple of times, but not without food.
Yeah, with food. Please stay up there.
I don't want to fucking see you.
I do remember sometimes my mom would, or our mom, would host Tupperware parties where she would be hawking Tupperware, where we would be given food and then sent upstairs and instructed not to come down for several hours.
Yes, I do remember that too.
And then at the end, when it's over, like they parade you down before all the ladies go to be like, hello, look at you.
Aren't you so cute?
Can I grab your cheek for a couple seconds? All right, now take some food and fuck off. You're not as cute as I remember.
Well, you say grab your cheek and it's just like, which one?
Speaking of which, Vinny, at dinner this night, Billy Zane's sitting there and Hot Sister starts feeling him up hardcore.
Yeah, she might as well be freaking like pulling a Handy J to him like they did in fucking Wedding Crashers.
It's yeah, so Billy Zane's about to be like, feels so good to laugh.
I mean, I'm not a monster. I'm human. I wouldn't mind getting a handy from Isla Fisher.
Meanwhile, the mom peeps it and she gives a smirk like, oh, kids. And also like, jealous.
Yeah, she's just like, let me get my hands down there.
Imagine if she started jerking off the dad, too.
This is like turning into Old, where she's just like, oh yeah, like a competition, which is like, I could do that to your dad too. Ew.
Your guy's gonna come quicker because he's younger. But he'll be able to bounce back quicker too. There's trade-offs. There's trade-offs, daughter.
What the fuck?
At some point during dinner, daughter's like, Billy Zane, you said you were gonna take me for a ride. He's like, what?
He's like, I hiss, and she's just like, come on, get up and get outside. I got a lady boner. Meanwhile, he's like getting up off the table and he's got to hide his boner.
He's like, oh, allow me to take this empty ketchup bottle for
you.
Excuse me. Clank, 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 clank. Billy's saying, I notice you're not using any hands to carry that. It's a magic trick.
Was he using balancing the ketchup bottle on his penis?
He sticks inside the ketchup bottle. Keep up.
I think I just filled the bottle.
Isn't ketchup usually red?
Oh my god.
It's what he said right before he came into it. He's gotta smack that part right between the numbers to get his dick back out after.
What the fuck?
Anywho. They head out to go make out. Oh, no, wait. First, the dad's like, I thought you were going to watch me bowl in the tournament tonight. I'm just like, what? It's
quite possibly the saddest thing I've ever heard. I am in a bowling league myself, and I do not invite people to come watch. I'm like, I got to go do this thing. And they're like, oh, that sounds fun, I guess. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Bowling is like sex for me. It's great fun to participate in, but nobody should watch it.
Right. Unless you're watching that guy that he bowls that fucking strike and he's like, who do you think you are? I am.
Hey, who?
You ever seen that guy?
Nope.
All right.
No sell.
Gee, thanks, Ultimate Warrior.
All right. So Billy Zane and Hot Sister immediately go to the barn. After they leave, Gruff Dad asks what?
Well, because like the little brother's upstairs making explosives like you do when you're a child. And he notices they go into Billy Zane's car and they look like they're pulling away, But then they just move the car behind the barn, and then they just, like, truffle on their way inside the barn, and little brother looks like he's seething.
I mean, we all know why. It's been well established.
He wants it so bad.
Somebody's gonna find those hot pink pants in the hay there somewhere in a couple of weeks. They should be like, there they are.
Ew. Ew. No, thank you.
Anyways, all right. The dad goes up to talk to the son, and he's like, why did you shoot your sister at the slingshot? And he's like, I don't know. I'm a bad kid, I guess.
And he's like, you are. You're goddamn right.
Downstairs, the mom is watching a music video with a metal guy. He's kind of, let's say, like, hair metal, so he's, like, pretty glamorous, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to put together what I could say that he looks like. It just looks like a generic, like, it's like, like, somebody trying to be 80s hair metal, but it's in the 80s now, so it's like, hair metal was more, like, late 70s, wasn't it?
No, it was 80s.
Like, early, though, right? Like,
no.
Around that time, hair metal was, like, still pretty big, like, 86, 87?
Pretty much went up till Nirvana killed it.
I mean, they did it justice, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, he had, like, the stubble, the mascara, the whole bit.
Right.
So we cut to the spaceship where the bounty hunters are, right?
Right.
It turns out they can copy people. They do a, like, beep, boop, 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 beep thing to, like, get all of human history.
Right, yeah. And at first, it's just, like, it's funny because there's an introductory to it. And then the aliens are, like, fast forward, times triple.
They're like, does anyone have plot synopsis for planet Earth?
They're like, luckily, we do. It's about 127 pages. Like, oh, God.
That's not a synopsis.
So they're fast forwarding, and then it gets to a point where he hits a music video, and he's like, oh?
Yeah, so one of them turns into that, and the other one stays green.
Because he didn't find a thing that he liked.
Yeah, he kind of says something like, nothing speaks to me. I think he says, none of them like me.
None of... Or maybe he doesn't like them. I don't know.
Also, E.T. Mom is watching the music video with, like, sort of a bemused look, like, what do they let him get away with these days?
Yeah, but they're, like, I don't know, just a bunch of... They're not even wearing, like, anything, like, outlandish costumes. Like, he's got the eyeliner and the crazy poofed up, like, hair and whatnot, but he's just wearing, like, a tank top with, like, an overshirt and jeans.
Well, we forgot to mention the drunk blames the teeth-filling aliens for interrupting his baseball career.
Yeah, does that remind you of any baseball player? You
it reminds
know?
Me of Sides.
It does, that's true. I always knew that my baseball career was put to shambles because of aliens.
All right. I'm reading the Wikipedia. No. All right, a meteorite crashes, right? It's got the critters on it.
Right. That's when, because before we were like, you might be wondering, when did the critters show up? I don't know.
Yeah. That cop that was hitting on the dispatcher calls her again to be like, maybe we fuck tonight? She's like, no, boo, washing my hair. He goes to investigate the critters and he gets murderized.
Yeah. So, no fucking for him anytime soon.
Yeah, they roll out a nom 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 it, because that's kind of their deal.
Yeah, and every time that they eat, they get a little bigger.
Yep, the dad and the son go to investigate the meteorite. They find the critters eating a cow. They're like, what the fuck?
Uh-huh. That did happen. This is... So what's hilarious about this movie, and, you know, we're 40 minutes in. I don't want to hide behind anything anymore. Anything that involves the critters in this movie sucks. It's
they're
boring.
Not good. They're not good.
It's boring. It literally is like, this is about as stock as it gets.
It's a tough follow-up from Gremlins 2 because the Gremlins themselves are so awesome.
Yeah, man. That bar scene in Gremlins 1 is so fucking... It's instilled into my brain. All the little personalities that they have. You got a flasher. You got one that just keeps... He's got like 20 fucking cigarettes in his mouth.
Yeah, I don't... They're just so, like, anarchic and, like, joyful.
Yeah, like... But, like, the critters, there's nothing... There's no personality. They're just little fuzzballs that,
I mean, they
like,
do talk later.
They do, you're right. When one of them gets blown up, one of them is like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that happens.
Though. Yeah, I mean, that's it. So, I don't know. Other than that, it's like, whatever. I'm more invested in those bounty hunters.
Yeah, they land, they check out the scene where the critters landed, they see the dead cop. The other one turns into the dead cop. So, the problem, as I see it, Vin, is that his face is all messed up from the critters fucking with him.
Right.
So he looks like a dead guy walking around.
Which is awesome. I actually kind of like that. That's part of, like, this, like, his character is, like, he just can't seem to get it right.
Yeah, do you... In their transformation, too, their green, like, skin, like, melts away. And then there's, like, red blood that melts away. And their skull, like, changes. It looks pretty fucking gnarly.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's almost like Invader, like Raiders of the Lost Ark, like, with the skull melting scene.
Yeah, or the last bit of Evil Dead.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like, that must be where all their money went to.
Seems that way. All right, the critters cut the power in the phone lines. Gruff Dad and Mom and Son go to check on it. He goes in the basement and is immediately attacked by a critter. They bite him, and they shoot, like, they got, like, porcupine quills they, like, shoot off into him that makes them all sleepy.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that is a thing that they do.
This is the first time where he's got two puppets on him where he's going like, ah! That just looks so fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's not good body acting from this kid. He'll learn someday, baby.
Yeah, he manages to escape. They pull him up, and the mom and son are like, what's down there? And he's like, some mean fucking thing, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you what.
Okay, Hank Hill. So he's wearing, like, his bowling garb, so he's not going to be able to make it to bowling tonight, which is, like, very unfortunate for him.
Hey, do you want to say what his bowling team's logo looks like?
It looks like the Ghostbusters logo. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, instead of a ghost, though, it's a pin.
Yeah. I'm like, that's awesome. I wish I could be that clever with, like, with my shit for bowling.
Just ripping off whatever they can in this one, Finn.
They try.
In the barn, Billy Zane has allergies and is trying to get out of there. But Hot Sister's like, gimme that. Gimme it. And he's like, your dad's gonna kill us if he finds us. And she's like, he's not coming out here. These pants are going off and that dick's going in. And he's like, okay, I mean, like, otherwise you'll tell everyone I didn't, so.
He's like, oh my god, this is gross, gross, gross.
Anyways, the critters roll into the barn, they fuck him up and kill him.
Yep. Sorry, Billy Zane, looks like you're gonna have to stay in the closet for the rest of your life.
I think there's a bit where they interrupt the stereo, right, when he goes to the...
Oh, yeah.
To change the song, they bite his fingies off.
Can I make... What's hilarious is these people love music in this far because there's, like, not a single area in this house that does not have some sort of fucking, like a radio or a boombox.
Yeah, there's also a bit when the meteorite hits where she says the earth moved and Billy Zane's like, already? Which, like, frankly, based on a lot of these movies we see, like, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's got one of those shoulder clitorises we keep hearing about. Where one smooch on the neck causes him to go like, yee-woo!
Wow, 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 wow!
Yeah, start spinning their arms like Nicole Kidman.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. One of the critters, when it's about to get her, eats a firecracker then blows up. And by that I mean one of the puppets, its belly grows a little and then it falls over. It looks really bad.
I did think that was kind of funny because I'm like, is he dead? Like, he literally just went, and he looked like he just fell asleep.
Yeah, it looked as lifeless standing as it did laying down, but we are to conclude it has passed away.
Rest in peace.
To our human eyes, nothing has changed except for its posture, but
just slightly tilted over.
All right. The remaining critters sabotage the cars. Thanks for telling me that, because I definitely was looking at my phone when that happened.
Yeah, I might have probably been, I don't know, like in and out of like coma.
Forcing the family to hole up inside the main house. Meanwhile, back in town, the bounty hunters are rolling in, Vin.
Good stuff. Here comes the good stuff.
They go to the bowling alley to ask for the Krites, and everyone's freaked out by them. Because they enter by blasting the door open with their bare hands.
They enter and everyone's like, what the fuck? And what's great is like they're both wearing like their freaking heavy metal looking like garbs. And then they come up and look at like the bowling ball, like what is this? And then like they shot put like heave ho the ball into the pins, making them explode. And one of the guys is like, what team is he on? And I'm thinking to myself, every time when I do this thing called duck pin bowling, which is smaller pins and a bocce sized ball. Every time I got that ball, man, I'm like, I wonder if I could shot put this fucking ball all the way down and hit those pins.
But he'd be kicked out of the league immediately because they couldn't replace the pins.
That's true. That the. I'm like, dude, you know how much it costs to get these fucking pins made?
They also at this bowling alley is the drunk who's drinking.
Yep. He's just hanging out in woe. And then the bounty hunters like come up inside the bar because, you know, they could use a little bit of a drink after making those pins explode.
Yeah, and the one that already changed into the dead guy instead changes into the drunk because he's like, this guy'll do.
Yeah.
But he does it in front of everyone, so they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they get into, like, a little bit of a scuffle because, like, some bar, like, toughs are just like, we don't like your kind.
They're like, how dare you play that metal rock here? Like, the only thing we like is Johnny Cash.
I mean, I like Johnny Cash, too, but...
But that's the only thing we like.
I would get a little tiresome after a while.
Not that shit he sings with Jude Carter either. That's queer.
We're not going to Jackson.
Maybe cut that joke.
We're definitely not hand down to Jackson.
Like, loving a woman is the gayest thing you could do. Hey, who? They get fucked up.
Uh-huh.
Great.
They make their way out of the bar, and then, like, the drunk is, like, outside of the fact that he was like, okay, now I need to follow these dudes.
He does feel vindicated, though. He was like, I knew it. The teeth don't lie.
Oh, yeah, because then he's trying to ask some questions.
Yeah, then these bounty hunters go to a church and blow it up.
In the midst of, yes. I don't know why they do it, though.
I don't see how this helps them get what they want.
Maybe they're just having some fun on their way to try to find the critters.
You know what else happens, Vinny, is they steal a cop car and they hotwire it, and they don't know how to drive it, so they just drive it in reverse into town. I'm not made of stone. That's pretty good.
This is some real, like, Bill Ted, like, type shit. Am I right? You know, like, it's kind of like...
That was after this.
Maybe they got some of
we
those...
We finally found something they didn't rip off.
Nice. Most excellent.
They at the house with the family, I feel like the mom ends up taking some quills to the face, right?
She takes one to the neck.
Yeah. They're trying to hold up, but the critters just keep like breaking in.
Yeah, she ends up passing out. I don't remember what happens next. I just don't know.
I mean, like, basically critters pop out of nowhere a few times, but then, like, die in various ways.
Right, right. You know, I think, like, the son goes down in the basement to get some stuff. I can't remember what he was getting for his dad, but he gets the shotgun and he blows, like, one of the fucking critters away.
That's what he was getting. He went to get the gun.
Right, yeah. And he blows one away and one of them's like, oh, fuck! They got guns!
The mom has her turn with the gun, and she's, like, too shaky and, like, doing, like, 1950s, like, woman character to shoot it. So she's like,
oh, just like, come on. My vapors.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Meanwhile, there is one critter that is outside. Gigantic.
Yeah, he's growing.
He's a big boy. He's eating his humans.
Yeah. They actually put a dresser against the door, and he reaches through the door and the dresser to grab the sister, which does not make the brother happy.
He is touching her inappropriate, which is what he wished she was doing.
You're like, hey, we're trapped in this house. Eventually, she'll have to.
He blows away
because
the arm.
Of the implication.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Dennis. I don't like how you're saying that word.
No, we wouldn't. The critters wouldn't force her, but I mean, she would have to
because of the implications.
At some point, they decide that son's got to make a run for it.
Yeah, he's trying to go get help, and like the sister, like. Before that, she lets her leave the room because they are like, okay, yeah, you're like small and fast, you can get yourself out there. His dad willingly like gives him the shotgun too. He's like, here you go, son, you know how to use this. And it's like, what is happening?
Yeah, no, although to his credit, the son's like, that'll just slow me down, here you go.
He does say that, but then he has this moment with his sister and immediately you're like, ew, does she want to fuck you too?
This is the emotional crux of this movie, Vin.
Because she gives him this look like, okay.
Wow. You're getting so big. I mean, no. Grown.
No. I mean, I guess she's still horny because of, you know,
like,
she didn't really...
My brain's all messed up. It's because of the implication.
He's like, I knew it.
Like, I told him, fucking critters.
Oh, fuck. All right, well, after that creepy moment, he does. He gets out of the house and, you know, has some scuffles. And eventually he runs down the road and runs into the fucking bounty hunters in the police car because they help
although
him.
He's, like, drunk? Why are you dressed like that? They're like, bring us to Kreitz. And he's like, what? He's like, no Kreitz here, just a bunch of little furry monsters that shoot quills. And they're like, yes, direct us to them.
Yeah. Bring us to Kreitz. And he's just like, you mean the critters? And he's like, critters, Kreitz, whatever.
They're like, fucking yokel. I'm like, what? They're like, never mind.
So they hightail
it. I'm going to drive this car in reverse up to your house.
Yeah, they hightail it back to the farm.
At some point on the drive, the kid's like, I don't think you're who you say you are.
Well, yeah, because he gets blown away at first because he notices, he's like, aren't you that heavy metal dude?
Yeah. And they're like, no.
Yeah, my God.
And they're like, let's make a deal. You bring us the Kreitz and we'll kill him. How about it?
And he's like, sounds like a deal. All
right, they all get to the house. They start blasting away to get inside, right? They're blasting those Kreitz with their laser guns.
Mm-hmm. The mother is blown away because she's like, who are these people? And his son's like, it's literally that heavy metal dude from that music video.
Yeah. And Emmett Walsh is in town. Everyone's telling him a bunch. The drunk And some rock star started a fight and blew up the church. He goes to the house. He's like, listen, you guys got to get out of here. They lift him up and toss him through the front window. The dad picks him up off the ground and he says, I swallowed my tobacco.
Which I'm right, not
thanks
made
for
it.
Playing MM and Walsh.
Which I'm not made it stone that baby laugh.
They all try to leave, right? The bounty hunters are fighting the critters. They kill a bunch of them. A few get loose.
Right.
The big one's still out there. Mm-hmm. The big one nabs the sister.
It's like King Kong scenario.
Yeah. The bounty hunters get in the car and squeeze together with the M.M. at Walsh, who was just tossed through a window by them. He looks uncomfortable, like, are they going to do it again?
He's, like, still trying to swallow the rest of his, like, tobacco. Just,
like, oh, fucking jaw. All right, so the brother immediately runs into the night to save his sister, because, you know, because the implication.
Gross. Here comes my hero, I guess.
Big Critter is taking the sister into the ship. He gets intercepted by the drunk, who's like, hey, guess what? There's aliens. I nailed it. They are formulating a plan. It's as such. The brother goes to the ship. The sister's unattended. He immediately pulls her out. Could be easier.
Yeah. Well, he's so big, Jake. He can't move so fast.
God, he's getting so big and strong.
No. No. Because of the implication.
You're not a baby anymore, are you?
Gross. Gross. Gross.
This is one of those parts where you start 2 minutes in to be like, maybe they don't talk about it once they get going. Then somewhere in the middle, they're like, oh, yeah, mom and dad won't be home. Like, no!
That's like Joe Dirt. I'm your sister.
Anywho, the drunk, he has some dynamite ready, right? Or one of their smoke bombs, and he tosses it in because he's got that pitcher's arm, Vin, right?
Right.
The ship takes off, but it blows up and it crashes. They did it!
We won.
There's a real tender scene with the bounty hunters, which I'm like, this is wild given what we've seen. They rolled into town and killed as much property as they did critters.
That's okay, though, because as much property as they ruined, because they also, like, the critters have ruined, like, the farm, too. Like, the little kid's like, hey, you know, thanks. And they, like, look at him and they give him something off his belt, and he's just like, you know, kid, you're all right. Go have fun fucking your sister.
Like, you just make sisters forget.
Yeah, because we don't know what the thing he
like,
gave
I
himself.
I did research. What you want is wrong in your culture. Where we're from, it's fine, but here, you're sick. You're a sick little dude.
I like to think they skip past that part. They're like, oh, I thought that was just normal in your
They're
race.
Like, flag on, check this shit out. They don't fuck sisters here. They're like, then who lets them know how big they've gotten?
What the fuck? I'm gonna like put like a sensor bar like boom.
Vinny presses the button after they take off. The sister immediately forgets, and maybe more importantly, the house puts itself back together.
Yeah, which actually for like effects wise, I was like, oh, this looks kinda cool.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, it's like the house basically in reverse, like, gets put right back together. I'm like, oh, cool.
V, it's over.
Well, before it's over, we get, like, a...
Oh, wait, yeah, okay.
A surprise, because we go over to, like, a side part of a bush, and there's some eggs.
Side part of a bush, there's some eggs. What a horrifying sentence. But these are critter eggs, not mice.
Oh God, it's over. We did it. I can't believe we made this episode an hour. That's amazing.
We talked about a lot of stuff that weren't critters, man.
It's okay. You know what? I think I'm gonna find myself kind of liking this episode at the end of the day.
Diddy, you selected the movie this week. It falls upon you to ask me the eternal question.
I mean, I'm not going to say it because of the implications, but no, I hate this fucking movie.
No, you have to ask me.
Oh, I don't care. Did it scare you?
No, V, you didn't scare me. This was bad and boring.
Yeah, this is a swing and miss, man.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of times we've done this. There's a few times, but this definitely was one of the ones where I actually talked to Jake first and said, I want to do this.
Yeah. It's really like getting served margarine for dinner. It's like, the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
My God. I don't know. I hope you people enjoyed this episode because, I mean, like, I don't know what to tell you, folks. Literally nothing happens in this movie.
They made four of these fuckers.
I hope, like, I don't know. Like, maybe they get more wild and interesting as we go along.
All I read is that the critters don't grow except in this one.
Really?
Yeah. They didn't like those bear arms, I guess.
Maybe they didn't have enough money to, like, replicate the giant ones.
Yeah. All right. Vinny, if you were anyone in this movie, who would you be? Don't say the brother, Vinny.
I'm not going to say the brother, no. I would probably be the one of the bounty hunters, the one that can't pick who he wants to be. Because I find it hard for myself because of my ADHD to like latch on to one thing at a time.
All right, Vinny, I'm literally a dispatcher, so that's me.
Bing, bang, boom. But do you have, like, your, like, you know, the guys that drive out try to, like, coo you?
Some of them try to talk to me, which I find just as annoying.
Like, stop it.
They're like, hey, man, what do you got going on this weekend? I'd be like, oh, no, thank you.
My brother is not a schmoozer at all.
It's in the middle of watching a college basketball game. Why don't you hit the brakes?
It's like, Jake, I really want to get to know you. I just want to know, man. Like, what you got going on? And Jake just puts him on mute.
Look, there's nothing but a cipher inside of here, right? Right? Some sick, twisted mind that turns critters into incest. There's nothing to know.
You're like definitely not going home to do a podcast with my brother where we talk about some weird fuzzy creatures that a brother and a sister's love.
Vinny, one of my technicians did listen to our podcast and he told my boss that I was a lot nicer on the podcast than I am in real life. He sounds a lot happier and it's like,
well, yeah, because I'm not at work.
I'm not at work.
Sometimes this podcast feels like work, but
not like that, dude.
No, definitely not like that. All right, gifable moment.
Hey, the goofy shit with the critters kind of works.
Yeah, when like the people are throwing themselves around,
the face melting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. The dude throwing the fucking bowling ball at the pins and making them explode is pretty cool.
That works for you, Vin. Just be like, bowling night.
Hey, man, this is the first time this weekend I bowled over 300. It was awesome.
I don't know if that's a good or bad score in duck pin bowling. Anyways.
Pretty good. Not bad. You get three chances. You bowl over 100. That's pretty nice. I was over 100 all three games, so.
I guess I earned this when I talked about MLB The Show trading.
You did. I get my moment to shine.
That's going to do it for Critters. Do we have any mail for this week?
Nah, not this week.
All right. If people did want to mail us, Vin, where could they do so?
They do so by emailing us at our email at disbypod@gmail.com. That's disbypod@gmail.com.
All right. And Vinny, if instead they wanted to reach us on Instagram or Twitter,
our Instagram is Did I Scare You Pod, and our Twitter is DISBYPod.
Please reach out to us. Love to hear from you. Vinny, this is the time of the week where I have to select a movie, and we kind of struck out the last two times. I mean, let's be honest.
What? I forgot what the fuck we picked before Critters.
The Purge, and you weren't happy about that one either, based on the text I got from you during.
Nah, that movie was kind of boring.
All right, I'm going to pick something that I know is good because I've watched it and I liked it. It is a little vampire flick. It is indie. It's kind of pretending to be foreign, but it's not really because it was made in Los Angeles. But it's pretending it's in Iran. It is called A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night.
Okay, I've never heard of this one, actually.
It's pretty sweet. I've seen it before. I liked it a lot. I think you'll like it too, but maybe I'm fucking wrong. In which case, hey, go fuck yourself.
I mean, as long as we're not like in the realm of like I'm thinking of ending things, like, because that's the one time where I was like, why'd you do this to us?
No, this is about vampires. This is unambiguously horror.
All right, cool. All good.
Right. A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night. Watch along at home if you can. That's going to do it for us this week. A thank you, as always, to Rebel Escape Pod for letting us use their song Monster for our intro and outro. You have been listening to Did I Scare You? I have been your host, Jake Albrecht.
And I am his co-host and America's littlest brother, Vin.
And hey, thanks for the ride, lady.
How you doing, lady? Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Thanks for the ride, lady.